This is your morning team show on WSKW. It's 8:41. Dave, Pat, Art, Charlie, and you on WSKW.com. Through Sarah, through Alexa, through 100.5 and 790. Coming up, we will have the Comedy Corner for you. In studio, Dave and Pat and Charlie, Art Lewis in your home studio. Good morning to you.
We all listen along
to the...
Is somebody going to stop by Floyd the Barber?
I could use a haircut. No, I was... Before I do the Comedy Corner, I was intrigued by something in our last segment here just before the news.
Yes.
And we were talking about the famous director Bob Raffleson, who passed away. And one of the things we noted is that he worked with Jack Nicholson enough that Jack Nicholson gave him credit for launching his career.
Yeah.
And then you made a reference, and it just hit me during the 8:30 news. Jack Nicholson on the Andy Griffith Show.
Yes.
Now, I know this is early in his career, because you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking Jack in
the 70s.
Yes.
And the Shining and all that stuff, right?
So I'm thinking...
Yeah, the good stuff.
What role did... Do you remember what he played in the end? Do you remember? I just think.
No, what he.
He wasn't like.
I forget.
He wasn't like Courtney Ant Beer or something like that, was he?
I don't think so. Or Miss Crump. No, I don't think so. or Thelma Lou. Barney would not have liked that at all.
Oh, no. Barney trying to throw Jack Nicholson in jail.
Probably not good.
He wasn't out on a drunk with Otis, was he?
Now that may be. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I had that quintessential Jack Nicholson 70s character in my mind set in the Andy Griffith shows, and I'm really, I cannot see it. I'm sure it works.
Yeah, yes. He was Andy's speech pathologist.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember is that he walks into the office, and just, I forget why, though. It's been so long, but I just remember my mom and I saying, oh, my God.
That's Jack.
The lost tourist. He was a lost tourist.
Maybe he was. Yeah, maybe he was. I don't know. But yeah,
he didn't stick his head in the door and say, "Here's Johnny." Or
that's
something
what I
like
said.
That.
Well, that's what I said. Here's Andy.
Yeah, the Shining.
But what I have here is says that Nicholson appeared twice on Andy Griffith.
Oh my gosh,
twice, yeah.
Twice.
Who knew?
Liked it that much, huh?
Guess so.
I think
say what he did.
He acted.
Thank you. Well,
very good.
Those episodes still exist somewhere in TV land, so don't be surprised if one day you're watching the Andy Griffith Show and you go, that looks like Jack Nicholson.
Right.
Because it is. In two different episodes.
In two different episodes.
Well, thank you for enlightening me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. It's 8:45 on WSW.
Oh, by the way, if you just want to know, for you Andy Griffith fans, he was in the episodes Opie Finds a Baby and Aunt B the Juror. There you go.
Aunt B the Juror.
The Juror, yes.
Well, maybe he was a lawyer.
Yeah.
No. He had. If she was on the jury, he's got to be the one that's a criminal. He's got to be the one. He's the criminal. He's got to be. Come on. At least give us that much. He's got to be the bad guy.